case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,670. David Ritter seeks a variance to reduce the side yard setbacks. Section 115-82B and 115-156A of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the south side of Long Neck Road, approximately 82 feet west of Ratty K Lane. The 911 address is 26246 Cathy's Way in Millsboro. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 234, Map 24, Parcel 46. They are specifically asking for a 15.1-foot variance for the side, a 10.4-foot variance for the side, a 10-foot variance for the side, a 10.6-foot variance for the side, a 15.7-foot variance for the side, and a 10.7-foot variance for the side. We received no letters in opposition. We did receive one letter in support stating that that they received an email from the property owner and that they own the surrounding the parcels, and they have no objection to the person obtaining the variance to construct the additions that they showed him, and that they thank the applicant in advance for contacting him prior to the submission of the application, and we received no mail returns. Thanks.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
It's David Ritter. It's 2884.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
This is a copy of your answers to the standards when you apply.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request, please, for the variance?
We had built a business building roughly 3 years ago with a variance, and the business is growing. It'll create a couple more jobs, and we'd like to mirror that footprint and expand onto it out the back. We need the 10-foot setback because the fire marshal requires that access down the opposite side.
Sure.
So there's no place to go.
Sure. Okay, sir. All right, we'll start with questions. Mr. Rich, we'll start with you.
I think the easiest way to do this is to go down to your criteria for granting a variance. You have some idea what the uniqueness is, et cetera.
Okay. I left my glasses in the truck.
I got my reading glasses. That will help you.
I can make it out. The lot's 66 feet wide. The existing building is 30 feet wide. I believe the setbacks are 20 foot. And so in order to add on to this building, we have to stay within 10 feet of the property line to add on to it. If we were to move it over, we wouldn't have the access for the fire marshal.
Okay.
Second question, we can't develop. I mean, I can't add on to it without it. And obviously, the lot was purchased that way. I don't know when it was created. We've had it roughly 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It won't alter the character of anything. There's a tree buffer between us and Potnitz Lakeside with a drainage ditch down it. They can't even see me. I can't see them. There's Schwartz Marine storage yard on the other side of me. So it won't bother anything. Given the fact that all the golf cars, we run a golf cart business. Everybody's pushing the Go Green thing, and it's just expanding, and I need to add on to this building. And I can't do it without that.
Okay. And minimum variance, right? Minimum variance, this is the minimum variance that you're asking for?
Yeah, I believe it's 10 feet.
The other question is, I see here you have on your, that you're removing all these sheds?
Correct.
Okay. How many are there, two, three?
There'll be two that will be removed.
Okay. So they don't come into. You have a HVAC there, and that can encroach what, 3?
That can encroach 3 feet, and that is part of one of the variances.
Okay. All right. So it can encroach 3 feet, but it is part of the variance. Okay. No other questions, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Wharton?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Utzer?
No questions.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11670. The applicant, even without his glasses, presented the criteria for a variance. I don't think I'd be able to do as well. And he has answered all five of the criteria for a variance. And, of course, there is uniqueness to this property that 66 feet wide, that's pretty unique, and it's long and elongated. Also, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't know what else we could use it for.
Correct.
The practical difficulty hasn't been created by the applicant. You bought that piece of property the way it is, and this is putting it to use. The variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood. You've so stated that with the tree line and the ditch that's there also. And the variance will not, the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief. And I believe the variance represents the least modification possible for the regulation that is issued.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rick and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,670. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Utzer?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Berger?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,670 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Next case.